Blog Talk Radio.
I can overcome.
Good morning, saints and friends, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I am your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and today we are going to be talking about how to develop effective faith. How to develop effective faith. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss this message. Very timely message on how to develop effective faith. So get your iPads out, get your pencils, pen, paper, whatever it is you use to take notes. Get another little bit of coffee and pour in that cup. Amen. And we will get ready to get started in just a few minutes. I just want to make a couple of brief announcements before we get started on today's broadcast. For those of you that are listening by way of internet, God bless you for being a part this morning. I want to send a shout out to all of my telephone friends out there in telephone land that are on the phone lines this morning. God bless you for being a part of today's broadcast. For those of you that are listening for the first time, we want you, amen, to be a part of our monthly supporters and those that are involved in helping to support the Serious Bible Study. All you have to do is go to our website at kogwoc.org. That's kogwoc.org. Sow a seed of support this morning and every month that will help be a blessing to us here at the Serious Bible Study, helping us get out the gospel and preach the word and to do things like we did on last week. Amen. I'll get more into that as soon as we get into the broadcast. But if this is your first time listening, we want to send you a gift if you become a monthly supporter. So all we want you to do now is we want you to identify yourself. Let us know that you're going to be sowing every month a seed of support that will allow us to be able to get the word of God out, to get product out, and to minister to those who are in need. Amen. So let the Holy Spirit use you, let him guide you, and tell you what to give. Amen. There are a lot of people that are on the line listening today that are not only supporting this ministry, but are being covered by this ministry as ministers, pastors, church leaders, etc. And so we want you to be a part of that group, amen, where signs, wonders, and miracles are a part of our everyday lives. So don't hold back, don't withhold. Just make sure that if you're not a member, then become a member. Sow a seed of support. And truly, I know that God will be a blessing to your life, amen. Hallelujah. If you're in the Oklahoma City area today, March the 5th, I will be ministering in the Oklahoma City area at the CIF, Christ International Fellowship Church, which meets one block west of May Avenue on Hefner Boulevard. One block west of May Avenue on Hefner Boulevard, at the Our Lord's Lutheran Church at 2 p.m. this afternoon. So if you're in the Oklahoma City area at that time and want to get in on some good word, have a great fellowship, a great service, then join me and my friend Pastor Robert Carrero at the CIF, Christ International Fellowship, which meets at the Our Lord Lutheran Church one block west of May Avenue on Hefner Boulevard. Also, on the 19th of March, I will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dallas, Texas, Allen, Texas, to be exact, where I will be ministering for my good friend, Pastor Chuck Bethany, at 4 p.m. at the Ark Church. 4 p.m. at the Ark Church in Allen, Texas. I'll give the specific address on next week, but if you're in the Dallas area, we're coming to you, and we want you to be in the house, amen. Be in the house if you can. If you're in that area, come out and be a part of the services. I know that God will truly bless you. All right. Just want to say that for those of you that sowed last week, Amen. It was such a blessing for you to be able to sow into the life of an individual that was really in need. They were facing a serious deadline, to where the enemy was trying to evict. Amen. But God was able to provide everything that was needed in order to declare that that shan't be so. Amen. We bound together in the spirit of unity and love. And as we reached out, the Lord met the need. Amen. And so that devil had to back off. The Bible says when you resist the devil, he will flee. So he's gone, was not able to establish a weapon of his warfare, but we in turn used the weapon of our warfare, and disaster was averted as we stepped in and took on the mandate that the Bible says and became our brother's keeper. Amen. Amen. Boy, so we just thank God for all of you that responded to that call and saw the need met in Jesus' name. So we give God all the glory and the honor for it in Jesus' name. And so that's the way we do it here, folks. We don't just sit back and let the devil have a victory. We take the matters into our own hands, and we utilize the gifts, the callings, and the sacrifice that God has given us in order to make sure that no weapon that the devil forms against us will prosper in Jesus' name. So that was a successful intervention on behalf of one of the saints, and so we give God glory and praise for it. All right, let's get ready to get into the word this morning, where we're going to talk about how to develop effective faith. How to develop effective faith. And so if you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to pray and get into the word this morning. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for those that have allowed themselves, oh God, to awake early this morning to come and be a part. We give you great glory, honor, and power, Lord, for those who have made the sacrifice to move into this realm of blessing, O God, that you have in store for them today. Father, we pray that the words that are spoken, the things that are done, are pleasing in your sight. And Lord, we also serve notice to the enemy who is listening that his days are numbered, his ways are few, and we're about to bust him upside the head with a pew. Oh, yeah, we're coming for you, devil. And so we thank God for giving us the authority, oh God, to wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness through the word of God. And as we receive the word of God, it's building us up in our most holy faith to become, oh God, the witnesses, oh God, of how powerful your word and your kingdom are. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, we pray. And so let the edification of my mouth, O God, be pleasing to you, O God, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you're studying with us this morning, we want to go to a scripture that is very familiar to us. Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. And we want to get involved in some teaching this morning. Every once in a while, I like to go back and lay a foundation of faith. I like to lay a foundation of faith because it is the rudiment of everything that we believe. Amen. Everything in the kingdom of God is centered around faith. And without faith, the Bible says that it is impossible to please the Lord. It's impossible to please God if you don't have faith. And so with just the mustard seed amount of faith the Bible declares that we can move mountains. Glory to God. And most individuals don't need to move mountains, amen. But most of what we need to move is just a little bit smaller. And so we have difficulty as believers doing the things that God has declared that we will do. So we're going to get into that teaching this morning, and I may continue with it again on next week, just to make sure that our foundation is sure and that we are in a position to receive everything that God has intended for our lives. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Amen. We want to work on that for a little bit. But first we have to understand that faith is a belief. You've heard me say it a thousand times. And I want you to say it with me this morning so that you understand that faith is a belief. Go ahead and say it this morning. It won't hurt you. Faith is a belief. And that belief has to be in God and His Word. Amen. Has to be in God and His Word. It's a key point this morning. What we're talking about faith is because many people say that they believe God and they believe in God, but they don't believe on His Word. They don't believe in His Word. Amen. If you believe God, then you have to believe His Word. Glory to God. Because God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Bible declares to us, they are one. You cannot separate your belief in God from your belief in the Word. If you believe God, then you believe His Word. If you believe Jesus and you believe God, then you believe His Word. If you believe His Word, then you believe in the Holy Spirit. You believe in God, you believe in Jesus, and you believe in the Word. Jesus makes the statement in the book of John that I and my Father are one. Amen. You can't separate God from Jesus, and you can't separate the Word from God and the Word from Jesus. So faith outside of what God says or what His Word says means that you're believing in that which is associated with man, or man's way of thinking. Get that this morning. Get that principle this morning. Outside of the Word is man's way of thinking, man's ways, man's laws, etc. Many people that declare that they have faith or want to believe God or want God to move in their situation is wanting God to move or to be activated in something that's not connected to His Word. Hear what I'm saying? We try to believe God for things that He has not said or done. Hear me now. We try to attach God to things that are connected to flesh. Then get upset when it doesn't come to pass and our faith is rattled because we're trying to connect God to something that he did not say or there's not an image of that which he has done. Remember, faith is a belief in God and a belief in his word. The Lord will only respond to his word unless he is moved by compassion. His word will move him, also so will compassion. But for those of us that are walking by faith, we're not actually walking by faith as much as we are walking by the word, by the Spirit. Amen. God only responds to his word, and if you don't know the word, then how can he respond to you or your situation? Hello, somebody. Because everything that you go through, for the most part, you'll find it located in the word of God and what he said about that particular situation or circumstance. Contrary to what we believe, there is nothing new under the sun. The devil is old. His ways are old, and he's been doing the same thing for years and years and years. So God doesn't need to develop a new word for your situation or your circumstance. All right? Get that this morning. And the Lord revealed to me a new understanding. This is my, and if you really, there are two things that really get my battery charged. And that is talking about the prophetic. If you want to get into a discussion about the prophetic with me, then we're gonna have a discussion. Amen. And faith, those are my two major areas of study. And so the Lord revealed to me on yesterday that one of the things that I said in the past was, now faith is a substance. And I used to talk about that word substance. And I used to say it was that which would cause you to stand out, which is true. But a new meaning that cropped up yesterday was faith is the foundation, which changes the way the scripture is read. Now, faith is the foundation of things hoped for. Get that this morning. I'm throwing out some nuggets for you. Faith is the foundation of what you build on that produces what you are hoping for. Oh, that's so good, so rich. Faith is the foundation of what you're building on that produces what you are hoping for. And so if faith is a belief in God and a belief in his word, then the belief in God and the belief in his word is what creates the foundation for what you are hoping for or what you are looking for that is not seen. So listen to what I'm saying. Faith doesn't need to try to produce what we have never seen. Let me say that again. Faith is not trying to produce what we have never seen, because what faith is going to produce is what God says and what God believes. A lot of times, we take on the mindset that we need our faith to produce something that has never been seen. But to God, everything has been seen. So you don't have to produce it. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to use your faith to conjure it up from nothing. But your faith produces the foundation in His Word that hopefully will bring to pass what it is that we have not been able to see before. The Word will illuminate. The Word will enlighten us to that which God has said or that which God has seen. Hello, somebody. Let that soak in this morning. You don't need faith to produce what you're looking for. It's already been established. Glory to God. But if faith is a belief, then what we need faith for is to believe what God has already said and declared. Faith, or true faith, is believing in what God has said or the Spirit of God has revealed. We're not trying to produce something new, but we're trying to reproduce what we have seen in the Word or in the Spirit. My. You thought that the faith that you had in God meant that you needed to produce another way to get the house that you wanted. Amen. So you thought you had to do something extraordinary. But all you have to do is go into the Word and see what it is that God says about purchasing a house. Not that difficult. Some people say all you have to do is qualify. Now watch this. You have to qualify so that you can get the loan. That's one way to do it, but you don't need God to do that. All you need is a job that will help you qualify and go to a realtor and buy a house. But where God kicks in for the believer is He shows him what must be done the way that He has established for you to be able to purchase that house. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches. Doesn't have anything to do with your bank account. Because the conventional way that you do it without faith is to qualify for a loan. If your credit is jacked up, well, then that means that you're not going to be able to do that. And so faith, or your belief in God, is not going to do you any good right there, because you can't qualify. But let me throw a little tidbit at you. It's easier to believe God for the whole amount than for the payment amount. You do know that, don't you? according to our faith, that's the way the Lord has to move sometimes. God gives you a 30-year note at $1,000, then that's bondage. And it goes against prosperity, because if you do it that way, you'll end up paying more for the house than it was worth and what you bought it for. Faith becomes the foundation for which what we're hoping for is built upon. And the Lord says that our ways, or man's ways, are not his ways. Amen. So, faith, or true faith, is believing in what God says or the Spirit has revealed. He said in the book of John, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you can be also. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Get that. He didn't say many mansions. He didn't say many houses. He said many mansions. And so, if it were not so, if he didn't want you to possess one of them, he wouldn't have told you so. But he did not want you to possess it at the point of losing your soul or your testimony. Hello, it's a blessing to be able to pay off a mortgage. But it's also a blessing to be able to pay off a mortgage before the end of the term, or to be able to pay the mortgage up front. Oh, in the kingdom of God, I believe in no debt. I believe in debt-free. I believe in God doing something completely and totally so that there is no residue left. Hello, somebody. Instead of making me make payments every month, Lord, the car costs $30,000. Can I get some help with the $30,000 so that I can have a new car and then be free to drive it, knowing that it's paid for? Because the minute that I pay for it, it becomes an asset and not a liability. The Lord's going to help us. He's going to build our net worth so that we are rich, watch this, houses and lands. So faith is believing in what God says or the Spirit has revealed. People just want to say, I got faith because I believe in God, but they don't want to believe in the relationship that produces the process. Come on, say that with me. Relationship will produce the process needed for me to obtain the things that I'm hoping for, but I can't see. Everybody just want to believe in God and then ask him for something and then think that they're not supposed to go through any kind of process to get it. Okay, all right, okay, you're unhappy with me. But it's the truth anyhow. People don't want relationship with the Lord because what they really don't want him to do is to tell him no. You can't have it, or you can't have it now. And so we have a bunch of Christians that are out there asking God for some stuff, asking him to do things that is not connected to him, not connected to his word, And then whenever he disallows it, then we walk around with our lips hanging low enough to suck marbles out of gopher hole, mad with the Lord because he didn't give me what I wanted. He said, I know the plans that I have for you and the plans to prosper you. Hello. I know how I want to do it. So let me do it. And that's why the word says, ask and it will be given. Ask him and it will be given. Hello. So that you don't have to try to recreate it. Or that you don't have to try to create it. But all that happens is God just releases it from his storehouse. But before he does, he paints a picture. When you pray, when you worship God, you get caught up in the Spirit. He begins to show you those things that are spiritual and not flesh. Hello? What do you mean? I'm believing God for a house. How is that flesh? Well, if you're not taking care of the apartment that you live in, don't ask God for the house. I know some people getting ready to hang up on me. This is Sunday morning, and I'm just shooting down all of our sacred cows. And we don't understand that to own a house is a process. Because to own a house is to have responsibility. And if you can't take care of a three-room apartment, if God give you a house, and then tell you to go outside and paint the house and tells you to go get the lawnmower and cut the grass and if the roof goes bad. All of that is kingdom business. Because in the sight of the heathen, they want to know what it is that God is producing for us. And many times the saints fall short. Because what they ask God for and he doesn't give them, they go out and they get it anyway, and they become a spectacle of the kingdom because they've gotten into something that's over their head. Okay. You know, you may have the money to make a Mercedes payment, but do you have the money to fix it when it breaks down? Because I can tell you, as a Mercedes owner, that everything on that car costs $500 or more. Everything. My wife will tell you, that's her car. And if the mirror breaks off of it, the mirror costs $500. I don't hear nobody talking to me. Oh, Prophet, I want to drive a Benz. Can you afford to make it look like a Benz every time people see it? That's kingdom. Not to get, but to maintain. Remember, Adam was the man that God gave everything to, but he could not maintain it. Couldn't keep it. So faith, or true faith, is believing what God says or what the Spirit reveals, because the word, the Bible says, is infallible. It has no flaws. And the Spirit only reveals truth. And as humans, if we're not going to be spiritual, then the things that we're going to see and believe in are not going to be things that are connected to God. We are taught in this world not to be spiritual. We're taught not to be spiritual. We are taught, hear me now, not to be spiritual, but to trust in man's ways and man's way of doing things. And that's the reason why so much of what we believe God for never gets produced, because it's not something that's connected to him or his word. It's flesh. And he's not going to reproduce the flesh. He's going to reproduce after that which has been seen by the Spirit. Watch this. Matthew 10, Jesus has the disciples. They've been following him and watching him go through his different actions and activities. And so then the Bible says that he gave them power. Power over unclean spirits, power over sickness and disease. And he said, I want you to go and preach the gospel, and I want you to cast out demons, all of that stuff. Now that's what he said, I'm going to give you the power for. And then he changed their name from disciples to apostles. And he said that wherever you go, do these things, and anybody that won't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. But he gave them power to do the things that he was doing. But then he spiritually changed their names to apostles so that they would have the authority to operate. Get that? The authority to operate in that realm required that they had an apostolic grace. So there was teaching involved before they received. Ooh, God, I just want you to fill my bank account. Teaching. Remember, faith is the foundation. Before you receive what it is you're hope, what you're hoping for, there has to be a foundation established that allows you to be prepared to receive. Anytime God denies, that means the foundation or the process has not been completed. That allows you to be able to receive. And so when we read the word tells us to pray. The word tells us to worship, because the word is trying to get us into a place or realm of the Spirit so that God can reveal it to us. So that, watch this, what I see in the Spirit, I can produce. God will back me. Hello? God will back me. Because, number one, I've seen it in the Spirit, so I'm not asking amiss. I'm not asking about something or for something that God has not purposed or planned for my life. But I'm asking in agreement with what it is that he has revealed to me. I'm believing God for my wife, or I'm believing God for my husband, and this is him. That's not who God has revealed in this. That's Freddie. Or that's Mabel. That's not who God. That's not the image of what God has. He said, my God shall supply all of my need. You don't need that. But yet still we go ahead and say, oh, yes, I'm asking God to marry. And then he says no, and then we go ahead anyway. And then, oh, God, I got what I wanted, but I didn't get what God wanted for me. Because you see, the flesh and the spirit are contrary, and the Bible says that they fight. They war against what his word has declared. Watch this. We know that God's word says it is his desire that we be healed. And there's a word attached to it that says, by his stripes we are healed. From all sickness, all disease, everything that the enemy has produced. And so, since we have been healed with an ED, then what I need to do is I need to get a picture from the spirit realm or from the word of me walking in my healing. Then God will produce that image in the neck. Why? Because he's only going to show you what it is in the spirit realm that he has already done. He's going to let you come in connection with the healing that he has established for you and see you walking in it, and then tell you to go back in the natural and believe what it is that you saw in the spirit. Now, how do I know that I believe? These signs follow what I believe. Hello. You lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. God wants you to be healed, but he wants you to see it first. Because once you see it, you cannot be convinced otherwise. Hello. What I have seen, I cannot be disconnected from. Oh, glory to God. So, in order to keep us from believing a lie, because most of what is attached to what we believe is doubt and unbelief, that cancels out the vision of what you're believing or hoping God to do. Because faith is a belief. So I want to, God wants you to believe in him first. He wants you to believe in what his word says. And then he wants you to believe in what it is that you've seen in the spirit. Once you've seen it in the spirit, you can come into the natural and declare it. And when I walk by faith, unmovable and unshakable, then I walk into the very manifestation of what he has shown me in the vision. Many times we as preachers are trying to convince people to receive something that they don't even believe themselves. Hello? You just believe because somebody else said, but the thing that made Joshua effective was Joshua went into the promise and saw it himself. And when he came back, he could not be convinced, even with the opposition, that it was not possible to take the land. Ten of the people that went over there said it was not possible. But because he saw it with his own eyes, he was able to lead the people into a place that Moses was not able to do. And Moses couldn't do it because he never saw the promise. Get that this morning. You cannot bring somebody into something that you have never seen yourself. See, the purpose of faith is not to convince you, but it's to be able to convince others what it is that you believed in. And so when they asked you, why did you get healed? It's because you saw it. I saw myself being healed. How do you see it? When I prayed, when I praised, when I worshiped God, he showed me a vision of my healing, and it manifested in me, and so I began to walk in that which had already been established through the scriptures and by the Spirit. Now, your flesh is going to war against that. And it's going to try to convince you that what you've seen is not real. Glory to God. So nothing can happen in the realm where belief and unbelief occupy the same space. You have to drive out every aspect of unbelief and just stand on the foundation of the word. Remember, say this with me this morning, faith is the foundation of God's word that I believe in. If I believe in the word of God, that is my foundation. That's what I'm standing on. And by standing on it, and not being moved or shaken off of it, then once I really believe it, I cannot be convinced any other way. So healing comes, prosperity comes, when I stand on what God's word says about it, then the word says it must surely come to pass. And so that's what makes faith effective, is when we allow it to produce what the word has already declared it will produce. You don't have to produce it. It's already been produced by the word, and it's in the spirit realm, and the thing that unlocks it from the spiritual is when we take the word, which is spirit and life, into our hearts, process it into our physical, and then begin to release it with our mouth. So now faith is being released from your mouth when you begin to declare what God said about it. And so he says the just shall walk by faith, not by sight. I'm walking by what the word has revealed to me, and I'm walking based on what the Spirit has shown me, and I can't be moved from it. And so I'm starting, I believe it so much that I start to declare it. And the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks or releases it. And it goes into the ground with the same power that God created it with. And so when I walk by faith, I walk into the manifestation of it because I have declared what I've seen. And because it was true, I end up walking into it and it becomes a part of me. And it is released unto me as my testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a testimony because the seeds of faith are released into the atmosphere. And as I walk believing, And you know the enemy's going to come and try to make you disbelieve. He's going to bring situations and circumstances against you to try to change the outcome. But you can't change the outcome of something that God has established. And he said, by his stripes you are healed. But I'm having to go through surgery. By his stripes you are healed. The enemy's going to try to oppose, but we don't want to go through the process. Hello? We don't want to go through the process of being witnesses, which means you have to be able to give a firsthand account that even though the enemy came, he did not prevail. So now I can declare by faith that greater is he that is in me than the devil that's trying to take me out of what God has established. Hello, somebody. May have to go through the surgery, but when you finish the surgery, God prevailed. Hello. You may have to go through some time when you do without prosperity, but you got to let the process of prosperity You, instead of trying to create prosperity, you need to create the process that allows not prosperity to come, but for you to be able to maintain it. Glory to God. Listen. We have spoiled these kids so bad that they don't know how to go through the process of producing a wash rag. Hello, somebody. And we've done them a disservice because they believe that we are God. Because they don't say God shall supply all my need. They say my mama, my daddy shall supply all my need. But they can't believe God for a wet noodle. Because we haven't taught our children how to operate in faith. The first thing that allows faith to work is when you deny yourself, when you remove selfishness out of it, and then just begin to declare what God's word says. Not selfish, it's just truth. And the truth of the matter is I'm not supposed to be sick. Amen. But I got sick. Okay, if I got sick, then that means that he wants me to go through that testing. So that I can tell everybody else that the thing that got me well was not just my belief in God, but my relationship with God. Hello. Because where he is, there is no sickness. Glory to God. If I find him, riches and honor are with him. I don't need prosperity if I'm with him. Glory to God. Philippians says, let this mind, or let this thinking be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And the thinking that was in Christ Jesus, that he wasn't coming to try to create his own, but he's trying to duplicate what he's already seen in the Father. Because the Father laid hands on the sick, he said, we will lay hands on the sick. Hello? As our faith or our foundation in his word and in the spirit is established, he said, you're even going to do greater works than these. If you'll allow yourself to go through the process of eliminating your stinking thinking. And take on kingdom thinking, which means that I'm coming to take dominion. I'm coming to take authority, and I'm coming to release the power of God's word over the things in my life that will produce an image that looks just like Christ, not like me. I'm not going to get the glory. He's going to get the glory because he's going to produce in my life what it is that I've seen in him. It's in him that we live and we move and we have our being. Whenever we believe in his word and we believe in the Holy Spirit, then what happens is the Holy Spirit begins to show us a picture of a different world. Hebrews 11 and verse number 3 says that the worlds were framed by the word. What makes faith not real to the unbeliever is that they've never seen what it is that we're producing before because they don't read the word. They don't allow themselves to get into the spirit and let God give them a vision of victory. So they have to try to get it for themselves through their flesh and through their works, and it doesn't work. But if I've seen it in the word and I've seen it in the spirit, then I can just chill because I know that God is with me and there is no weapon that is formed that's going to be able to prosper because I know that 100% what I've seen in the word and what I've seen in the spirit because I've declared it it's been released in the atmosphere, and it's going to show up at its appointed time. Glory to God. Listen, I'm going to have to try to get back on some of this again on next week, so I want you to tune in on next week, and we're going to continue our discussion on how to develop effective faith, the faith that works. Amen. That's what God wants from this generation of believers now, is he wants them that have faith to know how to work the system. Amen. So that the system works for you. Did you know that that's what the system was geared to do? Was to work for you and not against you. Glory to God. Listen, I want to take some calls this morning. For those of you that are listening by way of internet, I want you to pick up your phone, dial 646-595-2110. 646-595-2110 will get you in queue. And then once you get on the phone line, if you want to make a comment or make a statement, all you have to do is press star 1, and it notifies me that you are on the line wanting to make a statement, wanting to put your two cents in on what we've been talking about this morning. We have several people, a lot of people on the phone line lined up all over the United States of this America. Amen. And I want to hear from you this morning. Those of you that are listening, this is called the Serious Bible Study, not the serious listen to Pastor Keith preach. Amen. But in order for it to be a Bible study, it has to be participation. And so those of you that are listening this morning, I want to get some feedback from you on how to develop effective faith, the things that were said this morning. Caller from the 216 area code, you are on the line. Hold on. Okay, you are on the line this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, Prophet. It's Diane from Cleveland.
Diane from Cleveland, Ohio. What say you?
God bless you. This is all confirmation to me. This word was so rich, I could just feel the Holy Spirit all through this word. And I do have some specific need things that I am believing for and that I have seen in the spirit as far as with my business and relating to a house. And I just love how you said about maintaining prosperity. Can you maintain it? Because that has been my prayer. God, not just that I could pay the house note, but Lord, that everything from the property taxes to the repairs, you know, everything would be supplied. So I just thank you for that confirmation, and I praise God for it. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. See, a lot of times we get the blessing from God, and then it becomes a curse, not only to us, but to all of those that see it, because we couldn't maintain it. Glory to God. We let it run down. Hallelujah. And the thing that allows God to know that you are ready to receive an upgrade is if you've maintained and taken care of what it is that he's given you prior to that. And so we don't understand that many Christians, boy, you see them driving a car, bumper hanging off of it, holding together by baling wire and smoke and stuff coming out of there, and then on the bumper sticker it says my other car is a Mercedes. No, it's not. You're driving that car and it's looking like that because that's the way you maintained it. Amen. Glory to God. Get mad at me if you want to. But that's just it in a nutshell. Sometimes it's better to have the understanding prior to having the things. Do you understand the responsibility that's associated with being a millionaire? If God allowed you to be a millionaire, did he allow you to do it because you were stingy and wasn't going to give anybody any money? That defeats the purpose. The more you have, the more you can give. Amen. It's a good word right there. Confirmation, how to develop effective faith, is to let the Word and the Spirit be your foundation. Who else do we have on the line this morning that wants to share what it is that the Lord has spoken to them during this message? We've got about 15 minutes left in the broadcast, and I want to hear from some of you all out there in telephone land this morning. Everybody's scared to talk. Amen. Glory to God. By faith. Hold on. We got a caller from the 214, my friend down in Dallas, Fort Worth. Minister Sharon, go ahead and break us off a piece this morning. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, now we got you.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. one thing stuck out with me this morning was faith has to have a foundation. You made that very clear. But the question came to me, what type of foundation is your faith on? Because even if there's a crack in the foundation, or your foundation is bumpy, or your foundation may be rocky, you can do whatever you want to do, but still you will not progress in your faith. So that kind of stuck out with me. We have to have a solid foundation of faith, and that's believe without wavering, period. We can't waver in our faith. If God said it, he'll do it. Like you said, like most times we push past God for the blessings, and we don't succeed because we struggle so hard trying to keep that. And we testify to say that God blessed me with it, but God really didn't bless you, because anytime you pushing past God for something, it's not a blessing. My faith says that he will produce what he said, you know. But first of all, I have to line up with the word of God, even in my faith, studying to show myself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word and the truth, because his word and his promise will not fail nor return to him void, but it will accomplish everything that it set it out to. He set it out to do. Now, the thing is, I can go out and push past God because I want a mansion. But if I push past him, I'm going to struggle paying for that mansion, and eventually I'll wind up losing that mansion. Because if I'm trying to do it according to my flesh and not according to the Spirit of God, it's not going to profit me anything, okay? But I could get mad at God and say, well, you blessed me with it, but I have to go back and think, God, you really didn't bless me with it. I went a little further to help you out to get it. So my faith is I know that God will do it, and I'm trusting that he will do it. But if he don't do it, I'm willing to accept the answer no, because God allows us to know no in a lot of situations. But still yet we want it because we want to stand out. Can I say that this morning? We want to stand out. But your standing out will cost you in the end. So faith has to have a solid foundation. There could be no cracks, no bumps, no wavering in that foundation. Because if I know that God said it, and I know that God said that he will bring it to pass, then I got to have enough faith to wait on God to know that he will produce it in his time, not my time. So I just kind of wanted to say that today about that foundation, because any time a foundation is cracked, And my faith, I say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But then I know that God is already working it out behind the scenes. I don't have to see it to know that God is doing it if it's for me. If it's not for me, then God is already working something else for me that he knows that I'm able to handle. Because we're not able to handle a lot of things. Is that like you said about a millionaire? A millionaire, he got a lot of money, but how do he keep being established? He have to think, how can I keep producing in this field in order to stay where I am? Same thing about us. We have to stay in the Word. We have to let the Word get in us so that when that time comes, that I have enough faith to know that God is doing. Now, I love Mercedes, but I really don't want to ever own one because, like you say, that a Mercedes, it costs you. Well, I may not have the type of job to pay for those parts. So eventually, my Mercedes is going to sit out, okay? As I struggle to make those payments, as I struggle to get those parts for it. So that vehicle wasn't for me. Yes, I like it, but it wasn't for me. So did God say go to the lot and get it? No, he didn't. But if I push past him to go and get it, I'll suffer the consequences in it. Now, if I'm wrong, now you shake my feet this morning and let me know. But that's the only thing I want to share and kind of back off. But that was three foundations that God gave me. But what kind of foundation is your faith on? Is it a crack in that foundation? Is it a rocky foundation? Is it a shaky foundation? Because the foundation have to be solid. Because if you ever know, if you pour concrete, every now and then, as that concrete began to get old, it began to crack. So the concrete has to be refilled, either have to be broken up to be repoured for another foundation. But if we're building on the right foundation, and that foundation is the rock of Jesus Christ, then our faith should not fail us. God bless you.
Amen. Foundation has to be on the Word because the Word is infallible. There's nothing negative about it. It's perfect in every aspect. And so when you build it on the Word of God, then the answer to that is yea and amen. Call from the 434. You are on the line this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, saints of God. And thank you, Prophet Douglas, for once again enlightening us. I'd say ouch a couple times. But I have agreed with the commentary already from the listeners. It has been a blessing, and I echo what they have already released. In addition to when you mentioned about thinking, and we do have to be mindful of that because I know from my own life I have been released or delivered or placed in a situation, the things I pray for, and I felt like I came through some things and God had done a work in me, and I felt like I was ready for the things that I prayed for, and he allowed the doors to open. That when I got there, then it seemed like the enemy would begin to try to mess with my thinking and would begin to try to tear down that foundation that Sister Sharon was talking about, try to whittle away at it. And the Lord would begin to show me, you know, areas that I needed to cover. And like you just said, I needed to get more in his Word even in that season. I needed to pray more. I needed to fast more. Or like the whole teaching was about, I needed to really activate that mustard seed of faith. And so I just thank you for just the Word this morning. It definitely was a blessing to me. And I have to be mindful even the more of that foundation and the Word of God and eating the Word of God more on a regular basis, meditating on it, making sure I don't depart from it day or night, and making sure that the words that come from my mouth, hallelujah, will be his words that come through meditating from his Logos word. So I just thank you this morning for this teaching.
Amen. Glory to God. That's my friend, Miss Adrian, all the way out from out there in Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina, Dallas in the house, Cleveland in the house this morning. I've got time, excuse me, for one more brief comment if you're on the line. Got time for one more. And then I want to pray for those of you that are listening this morning. Amen. If Prophet June is on the line, give me a star one on your phone, Prophet, if you're there, because I want to holler at you for a second. Caller from the 216, you are on the line, please.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas. This is Peggy.
Miss Peggy. Where you been, man?
Oh, I'm here, though. God is good. I'm here. The message this morning was a blessing and a confirmation about when you was talking about the sickness and how sometimes you may have to go through the surgery, but that's what God wants, so he can still show himself with the healing process no matter how you went through it, because then you can say in the end, but my God did it. And that's confirmation for me, because I've been struggling over here. I've had all kind of things wrong with my feet and my legs, and but I was told to just stay strong, keep the faith, because he was going to heal me, because by his stripes I'm already healed. All I have to do is just believe it and have that faith and know to walk in it. So I thank you for the word this morning. I'm here listening, off and on. I heard you last Sunday, too, but I just didn't have a comment.
Okay, well, I'm on your case now.
I know. I know. But it's all right. It's all good.
Amen. It's not a bad thing when the prophet's on your case, but it's a good thing.
Yes. So thank you for the word this morning. Thank you for the confirmation, the revelation, and, have a blessed week.
Thank you so much. I was looking for my friend Prophet June and to see if she was on the line, but I don't think she's on the line this morning. Amen. But we're going to get ready to pray for those of you that are on the line this morning. First off, what I want you to do, I've been preaching an awful lot this month, and I want you guys to make sure that you pray for me, because the devil hates what I do, man. He hates what I'm doing. He hates what it is that I'm imparting into the people so that they know how to whoop his head. And so he comes after me with a vengeance. And I want to, I want you all that are listening to sometime this week to put a hedge of protection round about me and my family so that we can continue to move about unhindered by the works of the devil. Amen. But I want us to pray this morning. I want us to pray and get into a place where the Lord will impart within us a belief system that is unmovable and unshakable, number one. And then number two, that he will allow us to see a vision, a picture of what it is that we're believing him for, so that we can declare it. And then once we declare it, we can walk in the manifestation of it in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you for those that have gathered this morning to hear what your word has declared. Faith is only effective, O God, whenever we allow it to become the foundation of our belief system. Whatever we believe, we can receive. Whatever we doubt, we have to do without. So as you allow us to see a manifestation of that which we're believing God for, let this mind that was also in you now be utilized to produce a manifestation of it, so that the testimony will come forth in Jesus' name. You said that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And the enemy's trying to rob us of our testimony. But it will not be so. We thank God for the word, and we thank God for the Holy Spirit and for his son Jesus, that your word, oh God, would produce everything that you said it would produce. And so now as we receive it in our hearts, Lord, we declare it with our mouth, and we stand firm on the fact that it will surely come to pass. We will not waver or doubt, but we will only give you a shout of victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. Just want to get a brief test on. Prophet, is that you out there in the Lawton area?
Yes, sir, this is me. I'm in the California area right now, but... Yeah, I was listening to you a little bit. I didn't want to say too much about today. My head is still hurting from last week.
Boy, we had a time, didn't we?
Oh, man, it was really, really good. I tell you, I need to pray for your protection because you have a word out there that is tearing thoughts and the mindset. God's people can walk in victory and prosperity. So it was wonderful. And it stood with me or whatever. I just want to say it was wonderful. And enjoyed meeting you and your family. I've kind of known you for a minute, but it was a joy meeting your family.
Yeah, they're not a bad looking group. They're not a bad looking group. They look pretty. And so we just thank Prophet June. She was in the meeting on this past Sunday morning and Sunday night over at my buddy's church at Transformation Church. Man, we had a good time. So we just wanted to bring her on. So I want to encourage you that if we are in your area, you don't want to miss being a part of what it is that God is doing through this ministry. Listen, my time is up now, and I've got to get ready to get out of here. Remember, if you are in the Oklahoma City area this afternoon at 2 p.m., one block west of May Avenue, North May Avenue on Hefner Boulevard, I will be at the CIF. Christ International Fellowship, where I'll be preaching the word this afternoon at 2 p.m. So come out and be a part. All right? God bless each and every one of you. God bless each and every one of you for being a part of the broadcast this morning. Until next Sunday, 7 p.m., we'll be back with where we'll continue on how to develop effective faith. God bless you is our prayer. And remember, this week, walk in victory, walk in faith, and allow God to establish everything that you need in your life. Till next time, I'm your host, Robert Keith Douglas. You've been listening to the Serious Bible Study.